Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Welcome again to another session of Beyond the Title, where we speak with extraordinary professionals with exceptional experiences. Now joining us today is Florian Liu from Delsey. Hey, welcome, Florian.
Hey, Florian. Steve. Hi, everybody.
Hey, good to meet you. And I'm loving the home garden you've got behind you.
Thank you. It's special for you.
My pleasure and my honor. Hey, Florian, now you sent this amazing picture to us with, you know, you having, I think, a few bars of soap. You're in this amazing laboratory, I can see. Tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, this is because I'm currently creating my lab to produce my own soaps and shampoos. So they are all chemical-free, zero waste, and organic. Actually, I started to do that because I really want to remove the extra ingredients that I had I could find in my previous cosmetics, you know, and especially when I notice you have palm tree oil in your cosmetics, and I mean in soaps usually, and I was like, oh my God, this is so much damaging the environment that I need to do something for myself and for the others.
Wow, amazing. And how long has it been now? I'm guessing this was a lockdown period endeavor. So how long ago did you start this?
It's about more than a year, but then the lab, I started to create it since November. Nice. So it's a few months and it's almost finalized. And then I will have all my recipes approved by another laboratory. So to make sure that everything is okay to sell on the market. I mean, the European rules are really strict. In terms of cost setting, so we really have to make sure that consumers' safety comes first.
Wow, I wish you all the best with that. I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
Hey, so you've had this amazing experience, you know, coming to the place that you are right now, the professional you've become, the person that you are. But what is the ikigai? What's that philosophy of life that has led you to that, that kicks you out of bed every morning going, I'm ready?
Oh, yeah, I see. It's actually to create new things, new experiences. I would say it's also to see things evolve. I mean, from flowers in bloom, you know, to, I don't know, a new feature implemented on the eShop and see the results. I also like to, I mean, connecting with people and, I mean, talking, laughing, and smiling. So I would say it's a combination of all of these.
It's a brilliant philosophy. I love that. And you're very easy to connect with and talk to. So I've enjoyed a few conversations I've had before this.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, so if life were a movie, and I'm really looking forward to your answer to this. If life were a movie, which character would you play?
That's not an easy question. So I will go for a Disney movie because everything looks nicer in a Disney, you know, like even worse. I definitely pick my favorite character from all times. It's Pocahontas. I love the fact that she's strong, independent. I mean, she's a woman, a leader, and she lives like a simple life. I mean, she can enjoy every moment and be happy. I mean, at least at the beginning of the story, because then it gets a bit different. And she's very close to the nature, and most importantly, what I love about her is like she's a bond between two cultures, two civilizations, you know, and she tries to bring peace. to the world, I would say. So I definitely play that role from this Disney movie.
Awesome. By the way, have you watched Pocahontas 2 as well?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, so like one or two.
So will I answer with Pocahontas from the first one, show? Then the second one, I didn't like it that much. I mean, usually the second one, I feel is not like as strong and inspiring for me as the first one. Maybe because I saw it when I was older also. No, but then I definitely loved the first one, and I keep that one in mind, you know.
Awesome. So, you know, you're at Delsey now, and I'm guessing you, like everybody else, is rushing through so many different things. You've got so many different to-dos for a day, for a week, for your sprints.
Yeah.
What app keeps you sane and structured in this, you know, in this trying time?
I could answer to you with a meditation or yoga app, but I won't, because I only do that twice a year, you know. So I definitely answer Spotify.
So, nice app.
I mean, Spotify is for me the app I use all the time.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love to listen to the music. I mean, just to go to work, to get you in a good mood. And even at work or at home, when I have to be focused on something, a specific topic, you know, you just don't want to be interrupted and very focused. So it helps a lot. And what I love also is that, you know, they adjust the playlist according to the time of the day. So in the evening, you have this evening playlist, or like end of the day playlist. And they also adjust the music in this playlist to your preferences. So I just love the fact that, I mean, I'm going to discover new songs that I may love. And usually I love them a lot. So it's also discoveries and listening to things you like.
Awesome. Hey, we do listen to a lot of Spotify, both at Insider, but also at home. It is amazing, right? The way music can just, you know, kind of revitalize you or inspire to just relax a bit.
Definitely. Yeah, awesome. Definitely. It makes you escape from all these, all the daily routine and everything, yeah.
Awesomeness. Hey, so you are our first speaker for the month of March. That is also Women's Month. And I definitely want to, you know, look back a little bit at your first job experience. You know, tell us a bit more about the lessons you learned from your first job and what you've taken from that.
So my first job was e-commerce and project manager, and community manager in a French digital agency in New York City.
Nice.
So after I got, my MBA from Boston College, I was looking for a job there. I had this 1 year visa and nobody wanted to hire me right now. I was a junior, you know, and the thing is, it was in the middle of the crisis. So companies, U.S. companies, prefer to hire American citizens, you know, so that they don't have to, especially for juniors. And I really wanted to work in product and brand management. I mean, that was my MBA topic specialization. And then I saw many digital offers. I mean, digital jobs at that time, it was like in 2010, you know, they were really common in the US. And then I didn't want to work in digital at the first place. I mean, that's funny. And then I said, no. And then as I couldn't find any job in product as a product manager, I decided to give a chance, to the digital. And I accepted this opportunity in the French agency. It was an agency that developed and managed e-shops for French luxury, beauty, and fashion brands who wanted to develop their business in the US. So it was really interesting because I got to interact with the French companies that for the US market on the digital side. And it was great because my boss at that time taught me everything about digital. And it's really thanks to him I got this technical and digital marketing background. You know, I still have today and I make it grow. But then, yeah, I really thank him for this because it was really an amazing job.
Wow, kudos to him. Can I ask your first boss's name?
It's Arnold Puto. It's really funny. Arnold Puto.
Right? No, good. A good shout out to Arnold Puto for being a good mentor.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why I still continue to work in the digital. And it was really great. And I worked there for 2 years and a half. And then I came back to France.
Hey, Delcy is happy to have you. And I think they're also very fortunate to have you. Awesome. And thanks for sharing that with us. So now that you know, again, you've seen the different leadership challenges people go through, especially during these times, right? Especially during the restriction times. And everyone's racing to celebrate the small things in life, which is, I think, very, very needed. What are some of the biggest challenges that you're going through right now as a leader?
It's actually to keep it human, because as you said, we are really facing a big crisis and that we've never had before. And in the digital sector, like in any others, but we have to really keep on testing and learning and changing, adjusting, and it can be really tiring. And we're not a machine, you know. So I really try to keep it really human among the team, but it's tough, you know, because you want to do everything. At the same time, right? I mean, so you have to stay positive and to keep to try to do it, things step by step also. And as I said, you have to do a lot of testing and learning while keeping in my mind that we are humans and we cannot do these things like machines for too long.
Oh, awesome. And hey, rightfully said as well, right? You want to kick back, relax a little bit from time to time because we are not machines. Yeah. And Spotify app helps you with that, just to stop for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
So what are your hopes for the future?
Can I say a COVID-free future?
Yes, you may. Yeah. And may all the years in heaven listen to your lovely, lovely request that there is a COVID-free future soon.
So more seriously, I would say a world where people respect the planet and each other's as well, but that's another story, right? I would say, ecology is really important to me, as I mentioned before already, but then I really took this into account since last year. And I'm so happy that many of us took ecology into account since last year. And what I really want to say is you don't need to do to start your zero waste journey from scratch and be perfectly zero waste. You know, you can definitely do it step by step. And I really hope that in the future, in the next future, people start doing this zero waste journey, or at least eco-friendly actions every day, but step by step. I mean, if everybody does a small action every day, you know, it can really help. And that would really be great.
There's a very old saying, a 100-mile journey starts with that first step. So if you take one step every day, that's exactly what it takes, right?
Yeah.
And collectively we get there. No, very nicely said. Thank you so much for sharing that. let me ask you this, Laurie. Now, you've had an amazing journey, you know, from Boston College to New York, from New York to France, working at some amazing companies, working with some amazing brands. What is that one weird or interesting fact about you that we haven't heard of yet?
Oh, that we, like an interesting fact. Oh, something that, yeah, that maybe for me is like, actually, I told you about my first job in New York City. And that was like, it kind of changed my life and my, I mean, my career path, but it's also changed my personal life as I met my husband in that agency.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's really funny how things could, I mean, go so I'm double pleased to have taken this opportunity there.
Awesome. Can I ask you, is he French as well? Wow, that is destiny, right?
He's French and he's a CTO, so he's a developer, and so we are a geek family, right?
So digital was in the cards, whether you wanted it or not. You basically were blessed with digital in both sides of your
life. Definitely. Awesome. Yeah, totally.
Awesome. And what was your proudest moment in life till date?
I'm going to talk about the US again. But that was a very important step in my life. I would say that it was the time where my parents came all the way from France to Boston College for my MBA graduation ceremony. So I was really proud. I mean, on the day before the ceremony, there was this very chic event in a headquarter in Boston, you know, and they barely speak English, but they got to get along with professors and other parents, and it was really friendly. So I was really proud of them, you know. And then on the next day, so on the graduation ceremony day, it was like just in movies for us, you know, as Frenchies, we're like, we don't know like graduations that way in the Boston College big stadium, and my parents were amazed, you know, and I was really proud of that moment because, I mean, it was made possible thanks to them, you know. They always urged me to go for challenges and to succeed or to fail, but at least to get the best out of any situation. So I really thank them also for that, because that's what I do every day, and that's kind of my what drives me also today in my current challenges.
Wow. And congratulations for everything that you've achieved since then until now.
Thank you.
Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. No, it was a pleasure to have you and to share that little bit of your life with us and with our audience. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for inviting me. That was great. And I really appreciated this time with you.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you.